VITA is here. Is it fully, though? The EU's VAT in the Digital Age, VITA reform, is still rolling out as you read this, unless you are reading this in 2035. Proposed in December 2022, formally adopted by the Council of the European Union on 11th of March 2025, and published in the Official Journal of the EU on 25th March 2025, VIDA entered into force on 14th April 2025. The phased rollout runs all the way to 2035. A law entering into force is not the same as businesses having to comply with it. For most businesses, the real VIDA deadlines are still ahead. The three-pillar reform that is digital reporting requirements, DRR, the platform economy, and single VAT registration, OSS, will each land at different points, requiring different responses from different parts of your organization. This article cuts past the legislative history to what VIDA actually demands of businesses operationally, what to prepare, when, and why the urgency is greater than the 2030 headline date suggests. The VAT gap that triggered a decade of reform. VITA does not exist in a vacuum. The European Commission's 2025 EU VAT gap report covering 2023 data found that the EU member states lost approximately 128 billion euros in uncollected VAT, representing 9.5% of total VAT liability. Reversing years of progress, that figure had sharply risen from 89 billion euros in 2022. 75% of the gap is concentrated in just six countries: France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Romania, and Spain. VAT fraud, reporting errors, late filings, and a fragmented patchwork of compliance systems all contribute to it. VIDA's answer is structural. Replace the current system of periodic, manual, and inconsistent reporting with near real-time digital data flows that give tax authorities transaction-level visibility across the EU. That shift fundamentally changes what VAT compliance looks like inside a business. Pillar 1. Digital reporting requirements, the operational core. The first pillar is the one that touches every business that is making cross-border B2B supplies within the EU. From 1st July 2030, structured e-invoices in the EU standard format, EN16931, will be mandatory for all intra-EU B2B transactions. In addition to it, transaction-level data must be digitally reported to tax authorities on a near real-time basis. The reporting timelines are tight. Under the current adopted directive, suppliers must report within 10 days of issuing an invoice. Customers must report within 5 days of receipt. This is not a summary VAT return filed monthly or quarterly. It is a continuous data feed. According to the European Commission's VIDA implementation page, the EC sales list, familiar recapitulative statement for intra-EU supplies, will be retired and replaced by this unified DRR mechanism. For businesses, this is a data architecture change rather than just a reporting change. Your ERP system, invoicing workflow, and VAT engine all need to produce structured, validated, machine-readable output in real time. If your current system generates invoices as PDFs and batches VAT data at month end, that workflow does not survive 2030. What makes this more complex is that technical consensus is still forming. The EC's VIDA 2026 work program, published in May 2026, commits to publishing the EU e-invoicing standard in Q2 2026 and the central VIES architecture specifications in Q4 2026. Implementing regulations and explanatory notes are still in draft. Member states and stakeholders continue to disagree on core DRR terminology. An industry commentator noted that those disagreements directly impact ERP configuration, middleware design, and tax engine logic. Businesses cannot fully build towards a specification that has not been finalized. The practical implication: businesses should not treat 2030 as the start date for preparation. They should treat 2026 to 2027 as the window for gap analysis, system assessment, and vendor conversations so that when technical specifications are finalized, implementation can begin from a position of readiness rather than reaction. Pillar 2, Platform Economy, a reclassification of responsibility. The second pillar targets a structural inequity in the VAT system. When a traditional hotel sells a room, it charges and remits VAT. When a private individual lists the same room on a short-term rental platform, they often do not, because they fall below VAT registration thresholds or simply do not comply. The platform facilitates the transaction, but under current rules, it isn't the one responsible for the VAT. VITA changes that through a deemed supplier rule, as confirmed via Council Directive EU 2025/516, from 1 July 2028 at the earliest or 1 January 2030 at the latest, depending on when each member state transposes, platforms facilitating short-term rentals, capped at 30 consecutive nights, and passenger transport by road will be treated as the supplier for VAT purposes when their underlying providers do not charge VAT themselves. For businesses like Airbnb, Bolt, Uber, and comparable platforms, this means taking on VAT collection and remittance obligations they do not currently hold. The commercial and operational implications are significant. Pricing, contractual arrangements with service providers, and reporting systems all need to be restructured. Smaller platforms with cross-border operations in the EU will face the same obligations without the same resources to absorb them. Member state transposition timelines introduce additional uncertainty. As of June 2026, Lithuania has adopted its first stage VIDA legislation, Spain has approved a bill implementing the first stage, and the Czech Republic has published a draft bill. Most member states are still in early transposition, highly likely that the deemed supplier rule may not land at the same time across the EU. Pillar 3, Single VAT Registration, the compliance simplification businesses have been waiting for. The third pillar is the most welcome one by most organizations. Currently, a company selling goods to consumers in multiple EU member states often needs to register for VAT in each country individually. The administrative cost of maintaining those registrations, including but not limited to separate returns, local advisors, different filing deadlines, is a well-documented drag on cross-border trade. VITA significantly expands the existing one-stop shop, OSS regime. From 1 July 2027, minor legislative clarifications affect OSS and IOSS users. From 1 July 2028, the OSS is extended to cover additional B2C supplies of goods, transfer of own goods between member states, and a mandatory reverse charge for non-established suppliers. A new OSS scheme for transfer of own goods will allow businesses to centralize monthly reporting rather than registering in each country of destination, a major simplification for e-commerce sellers and distributors managing EU warehouse networks. This is confirmed in the European Commission's VIDA fact sheet. The OSS changes require taxpayers to reassess their current EU VAT registration strategy. Some will find it more efficient to consolidate under OSS. Others with established local presences may find existing registrations still serve them better. That decision requires modeling, and the modeling requires understanding the interaction between the new OSS rules, the DRR obligations, and each country's domestic transposition timeline. What businesses should be doing now? The most common mistake VITA is producing is calendar-based delay. Because the headline DRR deadline is 2030, some businesses are treating it as a 2029 problem. It is not. ERP implementations, data migration, tax engine configuration, and staff training take years. The organizations best placed to comply in 2030 are the ones running internal diagnostics now. Specifically, invoice data quality. Structured e-invoicing requires complete, accurate, field-level transactional data. Many companies operating across multiple ERPs or billing systems have inconsistencies that would fail an automated validation check today. Identifying and fixing those gaps now reduces the risk of systemic failure at implementation. System compatibility. If your ERP does not currently support EN 16931 structured e-invoice output and real-time API-based reporting, a straightforward upgrade may not be sufficient. Some systems will need replacement. That procurement cycle should begin no later than 2027. Registration strategy review. The OSS expansion from 2027 to 2028 may change the cost-benefit of existing foreign VAT registrations. Businesses should model their position under the new OSS rules before those rules take effect. Platform economy exposure. Any business operating or relying on digital platforms for accommodation or transport should assess whether the deemed supplier rule creates VAT exposure that does not currently exist on their books. Conclusion. VITA is not an incremental update to EU VAT rules. It is a structural shift in how VAT compliance works. From periodic filing to continuous reporting, from fragmented national systems to a harmonized data infrastructure, and from optional simplifications to mandatory digital obligations. The dates are spaced out precisely because the operational changes are substantial. Member states are at different stages of transposition. Technical specifications are still being finalized. That uncertainty is not a reason to wait. It is a reason to map your current position now so that when the specifications land, you are building, not starting. The companies that treat VITA as a 2030 compliance task will find 2029 very expensive. The ones that treat it as a 2026 readiness exercise will be in a better position.